Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And your friend, Maura.
And we're here at Q-Lips, bringing you a Chatterbox podcast.
And that's on our website at qlips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Yeah, and at the website, you can find the Lip Service, which gives you access to the transcript, the detailed explanations, and even a quiz.
Yeah, so don't forget to go to our website and check out that and all the other fun stuff we have.
Exactly.
So what is today's Chatterbox episode about?
Today's Chatterbox is about weather. We're going to start with talking about our obsession with weather, and we really like to talk about it here a lot.
Yeah, we love it, and I'm kind of excited about this episode.
Then we're going to talk about weather-related expressions or terminology, and we're going to finish with talking about memories related to weather.
Yeah, I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, and we all like to talk about the weather, don't we?
Yes, I think everyone likes to talk about the weather.
Yeah, usually people have a comment on what the weather is doing. Either it's a beautiful day or maybe it's a gray, horrible day.
Yeah, I think people like to talk about the weather because it's an easy, simple topic. So it's easy to make small talk about it.
You're right. So when people are making small talk, when they're talking with someone who they don't know very well, or even a complete stranger, they know that they can talk about the weather and that people will have something to say about it.
Exactly. When I'm in the elevator sometimes and someone gets on and I don't know them, but I feel awkward if we're just in silence, I'll bring up the weather. I'll say something like, oh, it's a beautiful day out there, or when is the rain going to stop, or oh, it's so cold.
Yeah, that's funny because I thought of an elevator too. I think the other day someone said something to me about the weather.
Yeah.
But it's also good if you meet someone for the first time and you might say, hi, how are you? It's really hot out there, right? So you can say it when you're meeting someone for the first time too.
Yeah. Everyone likes to talk about the weather.
Yeah, everyone has an opinion, and especially us, right, Harp?
We love to talk about weather. Maura, I think we have an obsession with talking about the weather.
It's just so interesting. Really, for me, you know, you never know what it's going to be like. Tomorrow could be a really sunny, beautiful day, or it could be a cold, rainy day. So I like to go onto the internet and check what the weather forecast is going to be.
Yeah, I have an iPhone and it has an app with the weather, so I check the weather all the time.
Oh yeah, we set up something on our computer where as soon as you sign in, there's a little icon and it tells you what's going on in the weather right now in Montreal. I love it.
I love it. Now we typically like the summer. We like when it's warm, when it's sunny out. So that's what we get excited about.
Yeah, for sure. When the spring starts, that's a very exciting time for you and I think, because the weather starts to get warmer. But like I said, you're never sure what the weather is going to be like. So it's fun to check because then you can see, oh, in 2 days, it's going to be 30 degrees. And you can start to get excited about it.
Exactly. I find we're always emailing each other when it's going to be nice outside. After a long winter, we get so excited.
I think that's especially true about Canada as well, because our weather is so diverse, right? Especially in Montreal. The winter, we can have minus 20 degrees easily. And in the summer, we can have plus 20 degrees easily. So there's a big range of weather, especially in Canada.
Yep, we get all four seasons here. Now, our obsession is about when it's warm outside. But a lot of people like it when it's cold.
I think those people are a little bit crazy.
Me too. But I know someone who loves the winter so much that he leaves Canada during the summer to go to New Zealand.
That is very strange. That's the first time I've ever heard something like that.
Yeah, he goes to New Zealand and goes skiing all during the Canadian summer. But because of the opposite seasons, it's the winter in New Zealand. So when it's the summer in Canada, it's the winter in New Zealand. And when it's the winter here, it's the summer there. So he gets winter almost all year.
Yeah, it's really strange how the seasons are opposite. I always think about Christmas in Australia on the beach, and it seems so strange for me and probably for most Canadians because we think of Christmas as a cold holiday.
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah. Something else that I think is true is that in order to enjoy winter, you have to do winter sports. Because even though I really don't enjoy winter that much, I started to like it a little bit more when I started to do some outdoor activities.
You're right. I agree. I really like snowshoeing, actually.
Me too. Snowshoeing or even ice skating. Yeah, just doing an outdoor activity in the winter, walking, you get warm so you can enjoy being outside again. And you're not just bundled up, freezing, going from one place to another.
No, exactly. I agree. You have to make the best of the winter.
Yeah, because especially in Canada, it's long.
Yes, it is long.
I would say that I could maybe even like winter if it were only for 2 months.
Yeah, I think I would really like the winter then.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not really like the winter, but like it more.
But it just gets to be too long. After December with Christmas and New Year's, and then January is okay, and then February is long, and then March can be even worse.
Exactly. But then April starts, and that's usually when spring starts happening in Canada.
Usually, but you never know, right? Sometimes April can be cold, and sometimes in April we can get a snowstorm. But yeah, most of the time we cross our fingers.
Exactly, for sure. We hope for the best.
Do you know that expression about April and May?
What's the expression, Maura?
April showers bring May flowers.
Ah, I like it. Yes, I have heard that before.
Yeah, because April is supposed to be rainy, and then hopefully in May you'll have lots of flowers blooming.
Yep. That's the hope.
That's the hope. I also remember a snowstorm in May, but we won't talk about that.
No, not this time. We're only talking about positive.
Yes.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about in the chatterbox today is weather-related expressions. Okay, so now, like we talked about before, in Canada, there are four distinct seasons that we experience. So you use different expressions based on the season. Let's start with our least favorite.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way. So winter.
Okay, so in winter in Canada, we have a lot of snow and sometimes we have blizzards.
Yeah, so a blizzard is basically one word that means a snowstorm. So lots and lots of snow coming down.
In a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like maybe even 30 centimeters of snow in one day.
Yeah. And if you're inside, when you look out the window, if it's a really bad blizzard, sometimes you can't even see very far because there's so much snow coming down.
Exactly. So blizzard's a word we used often in Canadian weather in winter.
I remember a few years ago, there was a blizzard. And actually, I was coming with some friends to record a Q-Lips episode. And we decided that it would be fun to dress up. So we put on snow pants, like snowsuits and a hat and mitts. So we really got ready to go out in the blizzard. And we walked to record the Q-Lips episode.
I remember that. That was a really big blizzard.
Yeah, actually, it was kind of fun because it was just so exciting. So much snow coming down, barely any cars on the street. I think you had to walk on the street because the sidewalks were too covered in snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I do like. after a blizzard, walking outside when there's so much snow, because it's so quiet. The snow muffles the sounds.
Yeah, and it's so white.
Okay, so then the season that comes after winter is spring.
Yay!
Beautiful, beautiful spring.
So, spring. Yeah, let's talk about spring. Sometimes in spring, we might use the word overcast to describe the sky.
Yeah, when it's gray and there are a lot of clouds and it's not blue, you don't see blue skies, you could call that day overcast. Yeah, because traditionally in Canada, spring has a lot of rain. In some places like Vancouver, it's raining all year. But in most places, there's a lot of rain in the spring.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Yeah, you can use overcast at any time in the year, but it often rains a lot in the spring, so you get more overcast days in Canada.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. It can really be used at any time, but in spring, because there's a lot of rain or more rain than other seasons, it can be overcast.
Okay, so let's move on to summer.
Good.
And in summer in Montreal, often we have muggy days.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were saying that we love warm weather, but when it's muggy, I have to say I don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, so a muggy day is when it's very hot and it's very humid. So you just feel sticky and a bit uncomfortable when it's a muggy day.
Right. You go outside and about 3 minutes later, you start to sweat. Yeah, I remember when I was in Tokyo for the summer, and that totally changed my perspective on humid, muggy weather. It gets so humid there, I can't even describe it.
Really?
If you're in an air-conditioned building and then you open the door, it's like getting hit with a wall of warmth.
Wow.
Yeah. But now that I'm back here, sometimes it feels muggy here too. And next, of course, is the fall.
Yeah, in the fall, you start to have chilly days.
Yeah, so in the fall, it's the end of the summer. It's starting to get colder, but it's not cold like winter. Maybe there's just some wind that gives you a little bit of a shiver. You feel a little bit cold. So then we describe that as chilly.
Yeah, it's the time when you want to bring a sweater with you if you go outside. It's a little bit chilly. It's not cold yet. So those are a couple of expressions we use with different seasons in Canada. There are so many more, but we thought we'd give you some fun ones.
Yeah, it's easy enough. If you go on to a weather site in English and check the weather, you'll get a lot of vocabulary describing the current weather.
Exactly. So the next topic is going to be about our memories with weather. Maura, what's one of your favorite memories with weather?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is a thunderstorm. Because I remember when I was little, my mother would always take us out onto the porch when there was a thunderstorm, and we would watch for the lightning and the rain coming down, and we would listen for thunder. It's kind of funny because my sisters and I all love thunderstorms. Yeah, do you have a good memory from when you were younger?
One of my favorite memories when I think about winter when I was young is I was maybe 8 years old and my parents had gone to India, but I was in school, so I was staying with my uncle and aunt, and same with my sisters. We were all staying there. So there were six of us all together, six kids that went to school. And it was in the middle of winter and there was a huge blizzard going on outside. Like, you couldn't see the house across the street. There was so much snow. And we all decided that we had to go to school. And I remember my uncle and aunt saying, "You don't have to go to school. It looks cold outside. You can stay at home. It's a snow day."
Wow. Yeah, that's something that we should mention too, because you talked about a snow day. And if you're not from a country where you have a lot of snow, you might not be aware that in countries like Canada, where there's a really strong, harsh winter. Sometimes it's so cold or there's so much snow coming down that school is canceled.
Exactly. So that was a snow day and we got to stay at home and watch TV and play and it was fun.
Yeah, kids love snow days.
Okay, so that's about it for us today. Should we recap about what we talked about?
Yes.
So we started with talking about
our obsession and interest in weather.
Exactly. And then we talked about some weather expressions or weather terminology.
Yeah, so you can talk about the weather in English a little bit more.
Exactly. And then we ended with some of our memories to do with weather.
And don't forget to go to our website, culips.com.
That's culips.com.
Where you can become a member and you can see the transcripts and the detailed explanations and even a quiz for this episode.
Yeah, and we hope that it's a nice, beautiful day wherever you are listening to us today.
Yeah, I hope the sun is shining and it's not too muggy, but it's a nice day.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been Maura
and Harp.
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.